Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, February 10th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, France has fined Apple $27 million for the battery management features that slowed down the performance of older iPhone models in order to prevent unexpected shutdowns. As you'll remember, Apple came under a bit of scrutiny for its decision to throttle an iPhone's performance when there was a risk that the iPhone might shut down due to degraded battery health. Apple ran into trouble by not disclosing this change up front, leading to a discovery by affected iPhone owners. At the time, Apple acknowledged that it probably should have better communicated the problem from the start, and it launched a discounted battery replacement program for affected users. But the French consumer watchdog wasn't satisfied with Apple's response and conducted an investigation into the situation. The investigation opened over 2 years ago in January of 2020, so this decision has been a long time coming. One of the key facts mentioned in the investigation is that Apple did not inform customers of the change when the iOS update was released. Subsequently, users were not given the option to downgrade to the previous versions of iOS that did not include this battery management feature. The $27 million fine is not a lot in the grand scheme of things for Apple, and had this investigation ended up going to court and Apple been found guilty of planned obsolescence, the fine could have been as high as 5% of its total revenue. In other news, the impact of the coronavirus on Apple suppliers continues into a second week, with Foxconn's biggest iPhone plants being severely hit. One plant has been banned from reopening by the government, while only 10% of the company's workforce has turned up at a second plant. Foxconn had asked to resume production in Shenzhen today, but the Chinese government refused that request, citing a need to improve virus control measures. Meanwhile, another key Foxconn plant in China has resumed production today, but with only 10% of its workforce. This is likely due to transport restrictions preventing workers from returning to the city after visiting family for the Chinese New Year. The ultimate effect on Apple remains unknown, but Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has predicted that iPhone shipments might be reduced by as high as 10% for this quarter. Apple's retail stores also remained closed in China due to the coronavirus outbreak. Apple had originally planned to reopen stores on February 10th, but that has now been pushed back. Some stores could reopen as soon as February 13th, but with limited hours, while other stores might be delayed until as late as February 15th. The closure of Apple stores in China is expected to affect iPhone sales, but the bigger hit is expected to be on production, as analysts such as Kuo have predicted. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. The new Flash by Charge ASAP is an upcoming 150-watt USB-C power bank with 100-watt power delivery. The Flash includes two USB-A ports, one at 40 watts and the other at 18 watts, as well as a USB-C port with a full 100-watt power delivery. The company also plans to offer Qi and Apple Watch wireless charging capabilities with a built-in wireless charging pad. You can pre-order the Flash by Charge ASAP now for $139, which is nearly half off its expected retail price. And this month, we're giving away an iPhone 11 to one lucky 9to5 Mac reader alongside the launch of the Charge ASAP Flash. You can pre-order and enter our iPhone 11 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Charge ASAP for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. We could be just around a month away from the official announcement of Apple's long-rumored iPhone 9, and ahead of that unveil, rumors continue to circle around the device's pricing and how exactly it'll fit into Apple's lineup. This week, a new report from Fast Company corroborates reports that the iPhone 9 will start at $399. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo had previously predicted that the device would start at $399, following the precedent set by the iPhone SE in 2016. Fast Company's report this week doubles down on that starting price, citing its own sources near the iPhone supply chain. For that $399 starting price, Kuo has said that the iPhone 9 will come with 64GB of storage. For comparison's sake, Apple still sells the 64GB iPhone 8 for $449. So essentially, the iPhone 9 will get improved performance and the same amount of storage, but for $50 cheaper. This week's report from Fast Company doesn't detail storage capacities, but a 64GB starting point with options to upgrade from there makes a lot of sense. The iPhone 9 is expected to feature a 4.7-inch LCD display, which is bigger than the iPhone SE, but smaller than the iPhone 11. It's also expected to be powered by Apple's latest A13 processor, which guarantees iOS updates for many years down the line. We expect an iPhone 8-like design with a home button and Touch ID instead of Face ID. The iPhone 9, or whatever Apple ultimately ends up calling it, is expected to begin production this month with a release date sometime in March. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Happy Hour podcast with Zach Hall and Benjamin Mayo. We've also got a full review of the August Smart Lock Pro with HomeKit support. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.